At McDonald's, we're always working to build on our Happy Meal. Which is why we're giving your little ones the choice of a book or toy and are ditching hard plastic toys altogether. And why we've recycled old toys into Ronald McDonald House Charity's playgrounds. In fact, we're building one right now. Sorry for the noise. Participating restaurants only. Served from 11 a.m.
Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know, we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Oh, that's right, it's Friday. Suck my fucking dick week. It's over. My final weekend before I go to Jamaica, man. I'll be out of town on Monday. Next week, Zach Amico hosting the show all by his lonesome.
No, we have some great crossover guests.
Sure.
It's going to be fantastic.
But you're still the host.
Curious.
Sure, Shannon. Just cut it out. Don't worry about it. I like it. I like when you fuck up. Shannon's by herself right now. We're going to get into why Shannon's by herself. We're going to get into it in just a few moments. We have an incredible
show. Has abandonment issues.
Bad personality.
Probably a goddamn dead fish in the bedroom. If I had a guess.
Well, south of ripe.
Yeah. I bet you that Shannon is terrible in bed, because if she was good in bed, she'd be fucking more. And we're going to get into that on today's show. Holy shit. Lots of stuff to talk about. But we have two incredible guests, as always. Very happy to be back to the old format. Two white guests. Both named Kevin. That was the original idea from the show, is only get guests named Kevin on the show.
Really, and scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, there's not many more. Is there any other comedians named Kevin?
Hart.
Kevin Hart? Nah, fuck him.
Oh, no.
He doesn't fit the white criteria, which is the problem.
That was number one. Kevin was
that a plan? Was that planned?
What?
A theme show?
No, not really. But it kind of is two white guests, typically, in those
ideally
shows.
Yeah. Catholic, Good Friday.
Yeah, in a perfect world.
Yeah, two good Irish Catholic boys.
We are celebrating Catholicism and the death and resurrection of Jesus on today's show as well.
I didn't even make that connection.
It's going to be wild, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know him from the Are You Garbage podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Ryan is here.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having
son?
Me. Happy to be here. This is great. Love hanging.
Very happy to have you. And also,
that was what I was going to say. I love hanging on the Lower East Side.
Also, very happy to have on the show from the Misery Loves Company podcast. You guys know him and love him.
Hate him.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Kevin Brennan.
I was already getting trolled. I didn't even react to the trolls this morning.
What did they say to you?
One good Kevin, guess which one?
They were talking about you. You're the good one.
Yeah. Oh, they don't. Right. I'm not a fan favorite.
He's a fucking dork. this guy
fans
over here.
Your fans hate me from 2012. I don't care. Come at me, bitches.
Dork-a-doodle over here. Are you kidding me? You think they like him? No way.
No, they don't. They do not.
Yeah. No. I mean, actually, it is debatable. Who do you guys like more, Kevin Ryan or Kevin Brennan? Put it in the racist live chat if you guys are subscribers. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo
Kevin
code.
Ryan.
R-A-P.
I'm not that likable. I'm not very likable.
Yeah, but I'm hateable.
That's true.
It is probably the friendliest and least friendly Kevins in comedy. Guaranteed.
There's no way I can win.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think you got staying power. Obviously, you proved it. You're around. You got a fan base. People like you,
Kevin. People like you, but you're a cunt, and you know that. Everyone knows that. But that's part of what they like about you. It's like me. People like, I'm not a likable human being. I'm not a friendly guy, but people still like me. At the very least, if you're listening to the show right now,
sure,
I think you like me. There's a few of them out there that hate me.
You found every person in the United States who likes you, and they listen to the show.
Yeah, they're dying one by one. My audience is slowly deteriorating, but no, I think people are very excited to have you.
It's like oil, we're gonna run out one day.
Yeah, so I'm very happy to have you guys both on the show. We have a lot to talk about on the show, which is very excited, very exciting. Kevin Ryan is a turncoat with a giant ugly head. Say they don't like him.
Dude. They don't like me. We left Gas Digital. So
they
left.
You were here and you left.
They hate me.
You gotta understand the move. They came in for two months. Got all the fucking shine. I brought him on every show. We're like, this is the fucking greatest show in the world. Are you garbage? 2 months in, they're like, yeah, we think we got everything we need right now. And then we just started our Patreon.
How did you even let that happen?
Because we don't hold people to crazy contracts here. The way we feel is like if somebody doesn't want to be with us, just fucking go do it on your own. We're not going to create good content if everybody involved doesn't want to do it. So we have a year long like terms, but there's a 30-day out clause for all of our contracts here.
So you have no conscience? You just fucking left?
It's not conscience, loyalty.
Shannon? Sorry.
It's very cold out. I'm just scared. I think we should maybe address.
Shannon, first of all, they're not, do you think they're going to dip out that early?
Maybe it's cold.
All right, let's address it, and then we're going to get back into it. Kevin Ryan does not want to deal with this by himself. We already went through this with H-Boy.
I'm fine. He doesn't know anything. I'm fine with you. We've talked about it on and off air.
On and off air.
I don't mind talking about it.
I like Kevin Brennan asking all the questions I didn't want to ask.
I would think you wouldn't allow it. I mean, Bobby Kelly wouldn't let me leave a fucking Riotcast contract where he paid me $0.
He's a good business man.
He wouldn't let me do a show at Kumia because he goes, you have a contract here. I'm like, for $0? Judge Judy would fucking laugh you out of fucking court, you gigantic fat fuck. Bad businessman, good eater.
No, he's probably a better businessman. I mean, to be honest.
No, he's a shit businessman. Now Chip Chipperson just left his shit network.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he went to fucking... He went to Bill Burr because he couldn't even make money for Chip Chipperson.
None of these networks do anything for these people anyway. That's the reality. None of these networks do
shit. That's what I'm saying.
We're the only ones.
I'm kidding.
We're the only ones. We offer production. We have an ad sales team already working for you. It's a whole thing. Look, I'm not hating on Bobby.
You are a con. I think I have a chance now.
Dude, the Gas Digital fans do not like me.
Wow. No, they do like you. Stop it.
No,
and
they do.
They really do. And your show is genuinely great. We're going to play a little bit of Trashy or Classy with Kevin Brennan a little bit.
Sure.
Which my segment on the show, Classy or Trashy, inspired the Are You Garbage podcast, and I let them just run with it. Also, I didn't sue them after they stole my idea, so whatever. Either way, let's go. All right, here's what we're doing, okay? There's a second chair producer position that's been up for grabs. We all know Dylan. We had to give him the caboose.
Did you?
Good night,
dude, Dylan. I was just here like fucking 4 weeks ago.
I killed him. I actually murdered him. No. Fuck him, dude. We spit on his grave.
Okay.
All right. But we have a second chair producer spot opening up. Paco and Irish Joey have been going at it for like 2 weeks now, just fucking back and forth, trying to impress me. And both of them have done such a great job that I didn't know who to go with. Even Shannon was like, you know, I can't really tell you. So because they were so evenly skilled, we decided in the spirit of Easter that the best way to decide who would be the second chair producer would be to crucify both of them. And leave them outside.
I think he dropped out already.
Is he outside? Why is he down?
I think he gave up.
No, he didn't. Paco, are you giving up? Why is he just laughing maniacally? What is happening out there? How long have they been
outside?
This
is like an Asian hate crime. This is going to be on Channel 6 News.
Jeez, wow, look at that. That's something else.
Joey looks just like Jesus. Is Paco done?
Let me see.
Shannon, go fucking find out. Is he not up there? Was he just trying to figure out if it had started yet?
He asked if you're done.
Why would we be done? All right, I'm going to see.
Yeah, it's on you right now.
It's on you, you fucking dumb Asian.
Crucify an Asian in public.
That is true.
But he gave up at like 5:38.
Wait, he gave up already?
Well, I guess Irish is the producer. That's a good bit.
They've been out there for about 6 minutes, and Ani said that Paco gave up at about 5.5 minutes.
Why did he give up? Bring Paco in here. In his dumb fucking underwear.
Get in here. Don't put clothes on.
You gave up already?
Get in here. Don't put clothes on.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Come in here. God damn it, Paco. I was pulling for you.
Paco, we really wanted you.
You fucking moron. He just knew Joey was going to stand out there for the next 3 days.
Are we leaving Joey up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Joey stays up there. Joey's got to make it an hour. Oh, I'm sick of this shit. It's ridiculous. How little did Paco want this position? Five minutes?
Yeah, it's not a lot.
It's not that cold. How cold is it out there?
It's like 30 degrees.
30? All right. Well, You know, I'm very disappointed. The whole, you at least could have stood up there for a half an hour for the bit. At the very least, for the bit. So your fingers were a little bit numb. Here we go. All right. Well, fuck it. Move on.
Well, bits never work, especially when they're outside. They don't work.
It's terrible. What the fuck? This was half the show. We're going to keep on going
went,
back
he
to them.
Just went back to work without
I learned that
on,
from
dude.
Early on. I would come in with the show with like, this is going to kill a half hour. Then after a minute, you're like, what the fuck?
I thought this was going to be half the show, us going back to them, making fun of them, interviewing them, fucking. That was. Come here, Paco. What are you doing? What happened here? Here, come talk to me for a minute. Irish Joey's still out there. Look at it. Look how much Irish Joey cares, Paco.
He does.
What happened?
It's really cold, and I'm from a tropical state.
We were pulling for you.
Ah, then you didn't have to make me do that dumb bit.
He's got a pretty good point.
Yeah.
You know, you could have also come to me and been like, hey, dude, I'm from a tropical state. The weather on Friday looks like it's going to be pretty cold. Like, can we just do something different?
You would have screamed at him if he did that.
No, it's so true. You
would have been like, a tropical state? A tropical state?
You're from Hawaii?
Yeah. Aloha.
Aloha to you.
Doggy, I'm so mad at you right now. You fucking gave up, and now we have Irish Joey. He's going to be trying to shoehorn in Satan bits and death metal bits all the time.
Well, I mean, you could have chose when you were supposed to, but that's besides the point.
You make me fucking sick.
Why is the other guy still out there?
Because he's retarded.
Joey looks like he does this on his own on the weekends. Like, he looks like he's just like hanging out.
Joey looks like he's posing for his album cover.
Yeah.
Joey's finally at one with nature.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, dude, Wim Hof method. You don't listen to Rogan?
Yeah.
It's great. Paco.
Oh, God, we were really pulling
Sco,
for
I mean.
I got a video for the end, too.
You got a video for the end? Oh, you have another episode of The Office?
So now what? He's out? He's not? He doesn't get the show?
I got to figure out a way to fire Joey quickly.
Jesus Christ. We've bullied so many people off the show already. It can't be that hard.
Oh, Paco.
Joey's coming in.
Joey's coming in. Look at
Joey, round
so
of
happy.
Fucking applause over here. Or maybe just me.
Wow.
Yeah, come on.
If I had them do it with clothes, maybe that would have been the better way to do it. But Jesus wasn't fucking crucified with clothes. And
nope.
He wasn't bitching about the lack of clothes.
No. Nope. That was the least of his worries.
It was probably the nails in his hands and feet
that
did it.
It was warm.
Sure.
The Jews.
Yeah.
It's a big day for the Jews.
Well, because we talked about it on Monday's show. I did a Passover Seder with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And
how was it?
It was fine, but they don't even mention killing Jesus. Like, that's like our whole thing, like the same week. And they're like, they're
what
on some
they
other
about?
Well,
the
Catholics
business?
Don't mention the pedophilia at Christmas either. You know what I mean? You sweep the bad stuff under the rug.
But I just feel like killing Jesus would have to be a major part of their whole, like, thing.
Wait, they just, like, get in the middle and do, like, a Go Bundy?
That's like, well, that's like the bit, like, their biggest credit is killing Jesus, the Jews.
And John Stewart.
But like, if you're the Jews, that's all I would bring up at all times. I was like,
especially this week.
I killed your deity. Like, he's the
but
fucking
he came
deity.
Back. You can't keep a good man down. You know what I mean? Pops right back.
Yeah.
So you're saying they should have, like, framed, like, a hammer and nails?
Yeah. That would be a part
what
of the
what do they talk
Trump.
About?
Well, you eat a meal, and then each part of the meal represents a different story about the Jews being enslaved and escaping Egypt and finding Israel.
Oh, they're
Israel,
still caught up on that shit?
By the way, Israel...
But they do it every year, the same stories, the same...
Yeah, same fucking story, dude. And you eat your matzah, and that's a part of the story, and you fucking lick the bone, and fucking that's a part of the story. There's an egg. They don't
how
color.
Long have you been with this woman that she invited you to her sacred...
3.5 months.
Wow.
That's pretty new.
How long were you there for?
Where?
Here, before you left. I'm trying to figure out when she's going to leave him.
About 3 months. We did about 3 months.
Yeah, it was painful. But it's okay. We've gotten past it.
We've got past it.
We're all good. Everyone's happy. So Irish Joey, I guess, is the new second chair producer. Have him sit down and work, I guess. See if he fucking does anything. Paco, hey, look, Paco's too good for the job anyway. Let's get real.
It seems like you were very biased.
Well, I was. I wanted Paco to win.
Lewis and I had a very specific conversation in the car where we were like, we definitely wanted to be
well,
Paco.
Why don't you come up with a challenge like for Hawaiians? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, whoever can peel this pineapple fastest.
Yeah, like whoever can roast a pig the quickest or something, you know? You fucking make the guy stand
whoever
outside.
Whoever can make me a necklace of flowers the fastest is the new producer for the show. Damn it, Paco.
Honestly, if you wanted Paco the whole time and you're looking at fucking Joey and Paco and you decide to crucify them, who do you think's going to come out on
you're
top?
You're right. I really did read the crowd.
That was the role he was born to play. Fucking Joey.
I was like, all right, whoever can play a sick double bass riff. And whoever can pray to this goat head in the forest will be the new second chair producer. Yeah, we fucked up.
Oh, we got to live with our mistakes.
I'm excited about Paco's new movie, though. The new Paco web series. Paco's too good for it. Let's get real. Joey, you're right where you need to be. I've decided this. This is all good. Everybody's happy. Let's get plugs out of the way. Now that Joey's in the second chair, let's do our plugs. And let's get into, the rest of the show, which is basically going to be Bad Babies OnlyFans. So welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. Welcome to Friday. I hope you guys are fucking having a great weekend already. Kevin Brennan, what do you got to plug, my brother?
The guy Porcelain, he made a documentary about me.
I did. We watched a little bit of it.
So
really? Is it out?
That. Yeah.
I want to plug that.
I rewatched Joe Matarese's one, and they're just fucking...
Oh, they're brutal to Joe.
They're just
Are
hilarious.
They brutal to you as well? But no, what I saw, he wasn't that brutal to you.
No, he was actually nice. I said, how are you going to do it without shit on me? He goes, I'm going to shit on everybody around you, like the Lennies and Bobby Bellies, as he calls them. He goes after Voss for no reason.
That's great. No, Porcelain's great. Both those guys, Porcelain and... Oh, what's the other? Beige Phillips.
Yeah.
No, Beige Frequency. Sorry, yeah. Beige Phillips.
So, he goes after Voss for no reason. He actually went after Joe Matarese. He just goes after people he just goes after.
So funny.
Anthony.
So funny. Yeah, I know. Anthony's was very mean to him as well. But it's it's a real documentary, and it's just
trashing
him.
It's British. Yeah. And then when he makes fun of Voss's teeth, it doesn't sound hacky because he's got a British accent. It sounds
like
a real... sounds like a real... Exactly. It feels like a real documentary. So,
okay, Kevin, Ryan, what do you got to plug?
Me and Foley are going on the road at the end of April. We're going to be at Raleigh Goodnights on 420, and then 421 will be at Nashville. Zany is doing some stand up and some live AYG with the audience. It'll be a good time. If you're in the area, fucking come out. Also, check out the podcast if you don't already. Are You Garbage? Wherever you get podcasts.
Sweet. All right, love it. Zach Amico.
Check out my other show on the network, Bye Guys, Thursday mornings at 11 a.m. And Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Friday nights at midnight. And I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut, April the 16th at BJ Ryan's, headlining two shows. I got Chris from Brooklyn featuring.
Zach, when is the Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show with me and my sister coming out?
I think next week is WrestleMania week.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Me and my sister did WrestleMania 11, which we were actually in attendance at, and we watched it on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. You can also check out mine and my sister's podcast, Gomez Watches Seinfeld, here on the Gas Digital Network, along with Legion of Skanks, obviously the Real Ass Podcast, and believe you me, 22 shows on the network. Shoes. 22 shoes on the network. One low price, $8 a month gets you access to the complete on-demand library for every show. So everything, all uncensored, all ad-free, all in one place, nearly 20,000 hours of content. That beats any fucking Patreon in the world. No offense to any of you guys with Patreons out there, but, let's get real. $8 a month for all that, it's fucking wild. Plus bonus content, pre-release on all the episodes, access to the Racist Live Chat, which we do fucking love. Live shows coming up. Florida, I'm coming down to you. Boca Raton, Tampa, and Port St. Lucie, the 15th through the 18th of April. Vegas, Cleveland. I'll be back in Connecticut. Going to be down in Austin with the Legion of Skanks very soon as well. All these dates you guys can grab at lewisofskanks.com. Go to my website. Get all of my tour dates, which will be adding up. I'm working on a lot more right now. I got like 5 or 6 more cities I'm going to be announcing within the next couple weeks. So look the fuck out. Hit me up and let me know what city you want me to come to. Zach's going to be on a lot of these dates as well. My Twitch channel is blowing up. Twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. Go subscribe. The first Friday of every month, I give away a prize. Tonight, I'm giving away $250 in cold hard cash to one subscriber in the live chat.
Pretty good.
It's a big deal. It's a big fucking deal, guys. You got to be subscribed. You got to be in the live chat tonight, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And that's really all I got to plug. Did I give it the promo code? No, I didn't. Yeah. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 7-day free trial. 7 days for free. Just check it out. Put your toes in the water. See if you like it. And what we're doing also for Gas Digital, one subscriber at the end of the month on April 30th, we're doing a giveaway where we're giving away a PS5. Very hard to get PS5 to one subscriber. Whether you're a subscriber for the past 5 years, 4 years, or whatever, or if you just subscribe now, you guys are eligible. So
can I win?
Subscribe. You got to subscribe.
My son wants a PS5. No, my son wants one, so.
I don't even know the difference. I can't.
I stopped at PS2. That's when I tapped out.
Really? Yeah, you're not a video game
My
guy.
PS2 broke, and I was like, and then it just got way too advanced, way too quick, and I was like, I can't catch up.
Yeah, it's hard to jump into video games as an old man. That's what I'm doing now. I'm just terrible. I just scream at the TV. It's like that basketball player that got in trouble for saying kike. It's like, how do you not? Like, how do you not scream racial shit at the television when you get murdered by like a 13-year-old kid? They can't hear you. They don't know your.
Yeah, well, the guy's an idiot. If you don't have a real job.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically.
I mean, they can't cancel you, but if you're in the NBA, maybe don't have a fucking Twitch account. Don't you make enough money as a ball player?
But I feel bad for him.
Yeah,
I feel
he's bad. A fucking
for him.
Idiot.
Yes, I agree. He's an idiot, but I feel bad for him because it wasn't a voluntary. It wasn't like, you know what, dude. Fuck this NBA contract. I'm saying kike. Let's go. When you've never played Call of Duty, obviously, because this is the way you're acting.
Whenever I stub my toe on a chair, I always say the N-word.
Yes.
So I get the.
He yells it at the TV without the video games.
I get the reflex of it.
We've talked about
every
this.
Every time he passes BET.
We've talked about this at length, about how every time I hurt myself, every time I stub my toe, every time somebody cuts me off in traffic, they call the N-word. It doesn't matter what color their skin is.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
That's who they are and what they are to me. And it's an ugly word. I'm proving it's an ugly word. I'm not saying, oh, hey, look at this great fucking word. Like, I'm saying an ugly word to be ugly.
To match the ugliness of your soul.
To match the ugliness of my soul. I'm letting my inside come out. Do you not understand what I'm saying? I am racist.
I try to call them basketballers now, but it doesn't have the same.
It doesn't. Yeah, you can never. You can't fucking call your NBA.
It's only one word that really does it.
Yeah. I like those cops that got in trouble for calling them Mondays.
Mondays?
Yeah, because nobody likes Mondays. Yeah. I think Ben Affleck got accused of referring to black people as Canadians as code.
Was that his thing? Because Canadians is a famous thing. People say Canadians.
There was some article about him years ago where they said that, like, with him and his friends, they referred to black people as Canadians.
Mm.
I've heard other people do that as well.
I call them asthmatics because they can't breathe. That's what I call
Attell
them.
Calls black comics Februaries.
No, he doesn't. Stop it. David Attell would never. Okay, look. Bad Baby. I mean, Zach has been...
waiting patiently.
Waiting... like a fucking just a saint. You've done nothing wrong, Zach.
Absolutely not.
Honestly, you've done nothing wrong, but...
By the way, it was not that long ago that the countdown to 18 was a perfectly acceptable joke. There was a countdown clock for Britney Spears. There was a countdown clock for the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
Those were like websites.
Yeah,
there were. Now you wait for a girl to turn 18.
And it's also Bad Baby.
This is the Catch Me Outside girl, right?
Yeah, this is the Catch Me Outside woman, you piece of shit.
Sorry.
She's a fucking grown adult now.
I know, I apologize.
She turned 18 on March 26, 2021. We've been waiting for this day. We've been talking about this day for 2 years.
Yeah,
for two marches.
She's that hot? She's that hot? Or
I don't
just
think she's
famous?
That attractive. I don't think she's that hot,
she's
right?
She's not.
There's
she's,
hotter girls on the internet that you can see
it's
their
It's not
bottles.
That she's that hot.
She's well known.
It's that she's such a cunt.
Not even cunt. That's not even the word. She's just.
She's definitely crazy.
She's bad. She's a bad baby. She's a bad baby.
She's a bad woman.
She would be a problem. Like, you could tell she's going to fight you. She's going to scratch you. She's going to threaten to fucking ruin your life.
Yeah, that chick stinks, dude.
She's going to pretend to be pregnant after you guys break up. She's a crazy bitch, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a crazy bitch. There are
she's going to make your life
She's going to key
hell.
Your car for sure.
100%,
for sure,
dude. She's a light your fucking house on fire.
No, she's not key car. She's going to take a shit
what is she?
On your windshield.
She's Hispanic or what is she?
I don't know. Is she Jewish? She might be a Jew.
I think she's got big Jew tits, yeah.
I think she's a fucking Jew Italian. That's what I think she is. Danielle Brigioli. What's her
Brigioli.
Name?
Oh, yeah. I don't think she's Jewish. Brigioli?
I think she's half Italian, half Jewish.
Her father is a Polish Jew. Her mother's Italian.
Shannon, you look like an old bad baby. You look like a bad old lady. Shannon, pull yourself up. Hold on.
Blame Shannon.
Wrong thing. Hold on. Show them titties.
Now show them titties.
Shannon, you have a bad baby-ish quality.
Okay. What to say? Because you're just gonna trash me afterwards.
That's not trashing you. That's a compliment.
No, but you said bad old lady.
I did say bad old lady.
Said, yeah.
Bad adolescent. Let's get it. Problematic. Yeah, like if she's a bad baby, you're a bad adolescent.
You're a bad late teen years, early adult, young adult. You're a bad young adult. Now the OnlyFans pictures are out there. We can't show them, can we?
I don't know.
I
very quickly sent them to me.
I did not. What are you talking about? I didn't subscribe.
Did you subscribe?
No.
Wait, Digital doesn't have one?
Do you guys know? Some female, she said she was a female. She said she's a comedian, but she has an OnlyFans. Her name's, on Twitter, she's The Meredith, one word. So somebody signed up for, and I was saying, I was just giving a shit because I'd never heard of her on Twitter. And then somebody sent me the pictures. Somebody sent DM me. So I posted them. I posted him as a gag. I go, is this
Holy
you?
Holy shit.
That's her.
That's Meredith.
Were you having a beef with this chick?
No, I had a free Saturday night. So I just goofing around, you know?
Crazy.
And then she goes, I didn't pay for the pictures, but then she goes, you just committed a felony, sir. And I was like, I did? Imagine if you go to jail that easily.
Yeah.
I hit send.
Yeah. Well, they say that like this.
No, but it's, but the, so does anybody know the rules is my point. Does anybody know the rules?
Are you allowed to share?
You have to assume if you take
pay. You can share it. 100%.
They're everywhere. I mean, you can get your hands.
You have to assume that you can't, once it's out of the bottle, you can't, you have
to
assume.
The only thing she can do is she can likely, and I don't know how DMCA rules work with Twitter, but like if we were to, because I know Karen Fan went through this because they were like posting her photos.
Wait, she has an OnlyFans?
Oh yeah, she does. Kidding. Are you kidding me? Oh, yeah. You kidding me?
How's she going to pay her rent?
She was on they put her on like Pornhub or one of those sites, and then she was like paying a lawyer to like get it taken down. I was like, all this fucking lawyer is doing is clicking a button, which is a DMCA copyright claim, and saying, hey, I own this. There's not even a check. Like,
she was definitely paying a lawyer in pictures and videos, but
probably.
Free membership.
Yeah. Well, no, the woman said
I was a Skanks fan. He's just pretending to be a lawyer.
The woman said I was violating the OnlyFans terms of service. I'm like, first of all, I'm not even signed up. Second of all, it's a fucking whorehouse. So it's like the terms of service of a whorehouse. Like, wow.
Yeah, you give up certain rights. It's like you can't rape a prostitute, that's just theft.
Yeah.
Right.
It's etiquette. Like in the whorehouse, it was etiquette. Now it's terms of service. It's a different thing. Like
right.
You go to a whorehouse, you're like, you know, you're supposed to put the money on the table and you're not supposed to fucking say, right? You're not using proper OnlyFans etiquette. You're not supposed to share.
Sure, but
those.
Also, he didn't leak them.
But here's the
thing. I didn't pay for them.
He leaked after he looked at them.
No, I just, some other guy was like talking to her. He was shitting on me. A fan of mine was shitting on me to get to befriend her.
Can we see her again, Meredith?
I go, this is what you're trying to get to.
Damn.
Hell yeah, dude. She's
right. She's fat. She's fat.
She's right, Kevin.
She's all angles. She's all angles.
Yeah, Kevin should go to jail. I agree. This girl's dumb on this girl's side. Fucking lock him up.
A fucking felon over
here.
Every
picture she takes, it's like at a certain angle.
Can we see some more pictures of her? Let's see. Just not her OnlyFans, but like on her Twitter or her Instagram.
I might go to jail for bringing this up, right?
No, she's
according
fine.
To her, you're going to jail.
This is a misdemeanor, sir. This is a
I don't think that's like prosecute.
But it does kind of go like, it does make you think like,
yeah, she's a little thick, but I'd still smash.
Yeah. See, look, she's always got her legs closed.
Well, she's got her arms up like this. She's stretching herself out. I know that move.
She's got her legs
I know
closed.
That.
I do every podcast.
Yeah,
like that.
Anytime I'm with a new chick, that's how I enter a room. Like, hey, babe. I know that fucking stretch move.
Just checking the ceiling.
Yeah, what's going on? I'm just holding my building.
Checking the beams.
Now, does anybody know, was she a comedian? Like, does anybody
know her?
She's
done some shows.
And like in LA or something?
She's funny. Leave her alone.
I'm all about it.
She looks like a barrel of laughs.
She looks like a barrel.
No, she's probably done a couple of shows. She's got one that is on video, so she can be like, hey, I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
Dude, if I was a struggling female comedian, I would for sure do OnlyFans.
Yeah, but then you got to worry about like Karen Feehan appearing in all kinds of weird places.
Well, I think you accept that a little bit.
Yeah, once you put your nudes on the internet, you're saying like you've crossed the line.
Dude, if they're on your phone, there's a chance of them getting out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What?
Huh? Now you tell me.
What? That was like D'Elia finding out that Snapchat, you can save Snapchat stories.
What?
Live. Did you see that?
What, yeah. What the,
when they were talking about it, he's like, oh, it's on Snapchat. So it disappears. Yeah. And they're like, no, man, you can save those. And he's like, wait, what? Yeah. Like, do you see, like, he realizes all
that.
Yeah,
you can save anything.
Yeah. Well, listen, once you put it out on the internet, it's out there. And you make the decision. And this is what I, when I spoke to Karen, I was like, all those things are, when a nude gets leaked onto like a Reddit or whatever, because she was like, yeah, you should maybe discourage people to not do that. And I was like, no. I was like, first of all, I was like, that's just going to make them want to do it more.
Right. That just brings attention to it.
What happens is this, and I was right. She told me I was right about this. As soon as they see a fucking nude,
they
jerk off to it once. That's used. This is the fucking internet. I have the world of porn at my fingertips. True. Okay. Once you've nutted once that one thing, that's it. You want more. So it's an advertisement for what you have.
Chum
out
in
there.
The water, baby.
100%. 100%.
That's what she told you?
No, that's what I told her.
Oh.
And so, she said the numbers went up. She does all right, too.
She does great.
She
good
does
for her.
Great.
God bless her. God bless her soul. If you own it, I don't have a problem with it. If you have one foot in, one foot out, with this with anything in life, right? If you fucking own who you are, more power to you.
I don't think you can get both feet in care.
Yeah, I've tried.
Oh yeah, you guys were friends.
We dated,
right?
Yeah, we dated years ago. Yeah, and she's a good chick. I love Karen. We'll get her back on the show. Get her back on the show, Shannon. You know, but bad baby, she turned 18 a week ago, and then she comes out and she's like, "You guys demanded it, and here it is. Here's my fucking OnlyFans." And that's the thing. I don't know. I don't want to show the photos on the show. Can we show them to us in here, Shannon?
We're trying to find them. Joey is going on Discord to try to find them.
They're in the fucking live chat. The Racist Live Chat is posting them right now.
Joey's in the dark web right now looking for them.
I can give you my OnlyFans login. I just don't want you to see how much I've tipped these whores.
Yeah, you can tip. You can. I've never done.
No, here's what
you can tip. You can pay to message.
These bitches sell more hoary videos, and that's where they get you. Dude, you got you're horny one night. I spent $90 recently.
What?
Buying some whore's videos.
But then they talk to you, right?
No. Oh, I'm embarrassed. Don't? I have a fake name. It's a goddamn nightmare. It's a shit.
The Dominican rattlesnake? I swear to God, it's not me.
Dude, it's
Dave
one of the
Smith.
Most, it's one of the saddest fucking things in the world, beating off to some chick's OnlyFans.
Do the messages, they outsource that. Like, they'll hire, like, an Indian dude to talk to you through their profile.
Okay, we have one video. The stuff posted in the chat.
All good American jobs.
I don't understand why porn's free. Why do you pay?
Because there's, like, the exclusivity a little bit. You're getting, like, an actual person.
No, I could see if they talk to you, if they communicate with you, I could see that. But or maybe that you think you can fuck them down the road or something, but...
Dude,
if you're just talking to an Indian guy.
So she
goes through all this trouble, then you meet an Indian guy at the fucking Dunkin' Donuts.
She is also offering DMs as part of her subscription price.
I don't know if she's showing nudes in those DMs.
No, well, she's no, just to like interact
this
with
this bitch. She hasn't shown no nudes yet. If you don't show nudes on OnlyFans,
$24,
dude, you fucking.
Well, she just made a mill. She gets the bag and fucking leaves. If everybody,
she made $1 million in 6 hours.
Yeah, I saw
joining OnlyFans.
I didn't even know. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. Somebody, I don't know what it was.
$1 million.
Good for her.
God
bless capitalism.
God fucking
I'm all
bless
about
her.
It. Is she really a rapper as well? Is that
yes,
what we're labeling a teen rapper?
Doggy, her songs are kind of dope.
Really? I don't think I've ever heard.
Put on a Bad Baby track. I'm telling you right now, they're not bad. You would think that they're you think
I have an idea of what it's going to be.
Absolutely awful, and it's just some mumble rap portion. It's highly produced. It sounds good.
All right.
I'm
going to get an album and a subscription. Let's go.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, some of her songs are actually pretty damn good. Let's see. Fast forward the fucking mini movie beforehand, please. Zach, she's probably a child in this show.
No, I know. I'm aware.
Relax.
This is before she got hot, obviously.
This is when she was an ugly child.
Yeah.
Imagine your daughter's hanging out with these guys. Yeah.
I don't hate it.
It doesn't even rhyme.
No.
God bless her soul.
Yeah.
Man.
You can just plug anyone into that, though.
Yeah.
She
rules. Auto-tune it, and it's going to be the same.
It didn't rhyme. Go back to that line.
Well, that's the new thing. It's not supposed to rhyme, but these kids are crazy nowadays.
Well, then it's not rap. that they're just speaking.
Yeah, but it's like the new, it's like when poems used to rhyme, and then these guys are like, fuck rhymes, that's gay, you know? So then it's like the next evolution of rap. It doesn't rhyme.
It ain't a poem if it doesn't rhyme, in my opinion. I don't like any
I'm like that too, but people are like, that's...
I'm old school when it comes to poems.
Old school when it comes to poems. It needs to have a fucking
three or whatever, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to be a slave to has to rhyme. If you're a great poet,
stop it. They don't want to be a slave.
Huh?
What rhymes with grape soda? Go. Shannon, can you pull up that line again? It doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, it was like, I be flossing neck rash. It wasn't even close.
Won't last
well,
neck
well,
rash.
Last rash, ballin', ballin'. Yeah, right.
Okay, ballin', ballin'. The same word isn't technically.
I'm just saying.
So oh, my God.
It almost rhymes. All of those words almost rhyme. Like, begging and flexing don't really rhyme. They just sort of...
Did you ever see there's these two kids on TikTok, these two rappers, and they're like 14 or something, and they have like dreads? I forget. It's like Lil Red Trippy or something, Lil Trippy Red or something. They're fucking, it's that shit times a million.
Right.
They just do like a bunch of drugs and then release music videos and they're like famous on TikTok. It's the same
good
shit as that.
Them.
Yeah.
Good for these kids.
They're hustling.
They do drugs at 14?
Yeah, it's Florida, dude. I mean.
When's the first time you did a drug, Kevin?
I don't know. Like pot? I guess high school. I don't know.
Well, a real drug.
What year?
A real drug. This is a completely unique bit. It's called First. Thanks, Shannon. And yeah, we're gonna ask you your first time you ever did a real drug, not weed.
I remember I did angel dust. That's like
that's crazy.
Is that even a thing?
You're showing
yeah,
your
it's
age.
It's a thing, and it's not a good thing.
I was leaving a house today, and my son goes, "Dad, where are you going?" I go, "I'm going to work, B." He goes, "Oh my God, you just said B." I thought I was being cool. He goes, man, what? He goes, no one says B anymore. I'm like, and he's eight. I'm like, what the fuck? You got to get off TikTok. I don't know. I don't like drugs. I never liked them.
Yeah.
But I did angel dust. And I remember I was like, let's walk because a train was coming. I'm like, let's walk in towards this train, like the light, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is dumb. And then we just went to the Wawa instead.
You went to Wawa?
Yeah.
Who were you doing angel dust with?
Just, I don't know. Not a girl. Just with
some
dudes.
Just some dudes?
Yeah, dudes I went to high school with. I never liked drugs. I like getting drunk more.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I just always thought drugs like made me feel like, well, this is fucking weird. The last time I got high, I thought I was going to OD because I never smoked. I was at a Go Bananas in Cincinnati and they were all smoking pot after the show. And I took like two hits and then I was like, I got so high, and then the guy was giving me a ride home who I didn't know, and he wasn't talking. I'm like, somebody's got to talk, but I didn't want to talk, you know?
Just in your head.
But it was
too
like
much.
The longest ride. I'm like, just say something.
I'm
going to
say something. Yeah,
obviously, I'm having problems here.
I guarantee it was an 8-minute ride, and it just felt like 2 hours.
You know, I'm like, every light, we're waiting at a red light. I'm like, this light better fucking change quick because I was going to get out of the car and walk just to get away.
The driver looks over. He's like, I didn't know you like to get wet.
So then I'm laying in bed. I'm like, don't go to sleep. You'll never wake up. And I'm the other side of my brain's going, no one ODs from pot. I go, and then I'm like, you will, because you have bad luck.
Yeah.
So, but I'm like, never again. But then I woke up like 9 a.m. I'm like, oh, I didn't die. And then I was like, never again. Never. I'm never getting high again.
Then you found out from the club the next day that the guy who gave you a ride home actually died 10 years.
Yeah.
Ago.
Yeah.
You were never in Cincinnati.
Yeah. He killed somebody right after. No, but I was like, literally in the car. I'm like, this motherfucker better fucking talk. Because I don't have any words when I'm high. I just sit there and I fucking hate it.
Yeah. That's when I stop smoking weed and start smoking weed again, I get very like stuck. Now I'm back to just smoking weed all the time, so I'm fucking now I'm only 70% of my normal self. When I 2 weeks ago, I was like just staring at people and drooling during the podcast. It was a goddamn nightmare. But I'm back. I'm back, baby boys.
Good. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Let's take a quick second and thank our newest sponsor, which is Fume. That's spelled F-U-M, pronounced Fume. They're a great natural and non-addictive replacement for smoking, vaping, and nicotine addicts. This is not a vape and not a cigarette. Fume is a hollow piece of Canadian maple with cores infused with all of the benefits of the world's super plants. It is a great replacement if you guys are using Fume, because she was using the fucking Juul like regularly, and she was like, it was starting to make her feel bad. She was working out. She would cough up a lung. It didn't feel good. This is a truly better option. Zach, I think you'd chime in with something.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different flavors, and it's great for somebody trying to quit smoking. I dip, and I have tried this, and it's kind of nice, man.
Yeah, it really is incredible, guys. And if you guys want to try it out, there's a wide selection of Coors that focus on flavor, aroma, and the specific desired effect that you're looking for. All Fume items are manufactured and sustainably produced by Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with Canadian maple. Look, Canada is the place we're all going to go once the shit hits the fan here, so we do trust the way that Canada engineers their things. So much love to Canada, and we love supporting Canadian products. Anyway, look, go right now. All you got to do is go to FumeEssential.com. That's FumeEssential.com. Check out their entire selection. It truly is a great replacement for any of your smoking habits. Go do it right now. And if you use the promo code REAL, R-E-A-L, you're going to save 10% off your entire order. Once again, that's FumeEssential, FumeEssential.com. Use that promo code REAL. And yeah, kick those disgusting habits in 2021. All right, where were we? Let's really quick. I want to do Classy or Trashy with Kevin Brennan.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of a completely unique segment, Classy or Trashy.
Is this your bit?
No. It's my bit.
Don't you have a... Are you driving straight or something?
Yeah, they stole it after we left.
Oh, that was the reparations for you guys leaving?
Yeah. Stole our intellectual property.
Traitors.
I saw it and I was like, I remember when you posted it or something, or somebody tagged us in it on Twitter. And Paul's like, dude, shut up. Wake up. He's like, shots fired. We got to go to war. And I'm like, dude, it's the funniest thing in the world. Like, what do we do? We're all comedians. Like, wait, that's hilarious.
Who stole the Seinfeld thing? Was that a joke? Or
no, Mark and Joe genuinely, they didn't steal it. They released another Seinfeld fucking reaction show the week after I released mine, after knowing I was going to do mine. So that's, it's not stealing. It's
as
just
a
not
joke? As
no,
a joke to you?
No, no joke.
For
no
profit.
Joke there. For profit. On their Patreon.
Wow.
It was crazy. It was crazy. We've made amends. We're good now. We have no problem with that. So, yeah, let's
sure.
Let's do it.
Let's
Kevin,
play.
We're going to find out if you're classy or trashy.
Do you think you're trash? Do you think you're classy? You're
no.
not. Yeah, you're not classy, right?
No. I used to be, but I'm not anymore.
You used to be.
Yeah.
What in what sense?
I don't know.
Just Well, just, you're also like Irish Catholic Philly.
Yeah, like nine brothers and sisters, right? How many brothers and sisters?
Ten total.
Ten total. Yeah. Nine brothers and sisters.
My mom's one of nine from Philly. So
yeah,
it's like,
that
it's
is
same,
just
you can't be
nobody,
classy.
Yeah,
no
nobody,
one has. There's not enough money for you
yeah,
to be classy.
There's not enough room on the table to be classy when there's that many people in the house.
Yeah, it's tough.
You guys even need me for this? Or you just gonna,
you're gay,
answer
right?
All the questions.
all right, we'll do some of the basics. Do you brush your teeth in the shower?
No.
No.
Is that trashy?
It's trashy. It's really, it's dirty. It's not the, you know, it's, because when you're watching like a fucking Crest commercial, they're never in the shower brushing their teeth. It's not how,
Dougie,
it's not how God intended.
I piss, I brush my teeth, I do everything in that shower.
I took a shit in the shower one time. Because I had diarrhea, and then I took a shit, and then I was taking a shower like right after, and I had a shit again. I was like,
it's diarrhea, it's liquid.
Yeah, that's, I already saw how it came out. So I do this as a joke in my act now, but so I'm like, I'm just going to shit in the shower. I'm not going to, everything's going to get wet if I get out.
I know, yeah.
So I shit in a shower, and then I'm and it's not even a, it's just a stall. So there's no, it's not a tub. No one's have to sit in or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm just looking down at the drain. It's all going down the drain, and then I look behind me. The whole wall is covered with shit.
Blue
like,
mud.
So I'm like, I have two holes or something. It comes out two ways.
Came out of your back.
It comes out down and then out. So and then I told that story on a podcast, and then my wife was listening to the podcast, and she stops. She goes, "You shit in the shower?"
Was it your shower? Or was it like a hotel?
No, it's our shower. Okay. And then she goes, "Why didn't you tell me?" I go, "Cause of this. Cause I didn't want this." If you don't know, then you didn't know I did it, and yeah. Then you wouldn't care.
It never happened.
Yeah, yeah. It's like at a hotel, you don't want to know what happened the night before.
You gotta neuralize yourself. You gotta like Men
no,
in Black.
You don't
black
even
and
think
just
about
go,
it.
Like,
you
I'm the first person staying in this room ever.
Yeah, you just think they cleaned it, and who cares?
Yeah.
If you don't know, you don't care.
That's the big thing. You never realize how dirty the comforters are. Because they don't replace the comforters.
Oh, you do. So. I know how dirty
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you don't think about it. I don't think about it.
Well, now they try to do them differently. Except the classy hotels, they don't have those ugly fucking yellow and orange shit.
Yeah.
Like, polyester things. Now they try to do, like, cotton so they clean it more.
Yeah. Like the white stuff.
Is that one of the questions?
It wasn't, but I just started brushing my teeth in the shower. I was adamantly opposed to it.
Will you do it for efficiency?
I did it. The people say for efficiency or whatever. I just tried it. I was staunchly opposed to it. And right. It was like a big divisive thing on the pod, like on the pod of like the listeners. It was like a 50-50 if you did it or not. And I was against it. And I did it this week just to be like, for content, to be like, to come in and be like, it fucking sucks. And like 10 seconds in, I was like, this is a home run.
Here's what I do. I walk around my house brushing my teeth.
I do that
around.
Too.
My son does it now. My niece does it. It's like we all walk around brushing our teeth. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a little trashy, I think.
Yeah, it's not classy. Yeah. I also think it's something with your brain. Like, you just start wandering, right? Yeah. It's like your brain, you're just... I'm trying to
get other things done. Like, dude, because I have a whole fucking routine. I have a water pick. I have two mouthwashes that I use, two different toothpastes that I use. It's a whole fucking thing. So I'll, like, use my mouthwash. I'll take a piss while I'm gargling it around because I have to be fucking... My time is fucking important, bro. I got to get shit going on.
Yeah. How about flossing? People floss not in the bathroom? That's disgusting, right?
They
floss around you, or are they flossing in the kitchen or whatever?
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, did you ever see somebody brushing their teeth in a public bathroom?
Yeah.
Truckers. What?
Truckers.
Oh, yeah, truckers, too.
I used to work at a law firm, and like after lunch, guys would just be in there like while someone was 2 feet away taking a shit, just like fucking blowing up the bathroom.
Just gargle.
Yeah, just fucking, you know. Chew a piece of gum or something. A piece of Trident will do it.
Yeah, no, and I use Waterpik too. I don't use the floss anymore.
They say that's the shit, right? It's that's like
Waterpik's awesome.
It's the shit.
Game changer.
They say you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah. No, I've done it as a test.
Is that a new sponsor?
No, I wish.
I like how Zach jumped right in. Yeah. It is.
Oh no,
awesome.
He got me into it.
Oh.
It's the best. Yeah. And you could floss and then use a Waterpik right afterwards. You'll just watch like a fucking mouthful of food fall out of your teeth.
I did in hot water. They asked me Aaron asked me if I floss.
Yeah, but he was dressed up as a monkey.
I go, like, yeah, because the other guy on the show didn't floss. A black dude, Pockets something? Or
Pockets Graham doesn't floss?
Yeah, he don't floss.
I thought you were saying Gino. I was like, obviously Gino doesn't floss.
Yeah, but
he doesn't have a home.
How do you not floss?
Do you floss every day?
But he eats pussy, but he don't floss.
Yeah, I used to not floss every day.
I do it probably 5 times a week, I would say.
Oh, I'm morning and night water pick. Once you water pick.
You can't go back.
You can't go back. Then you feel every little fucking speck of anything in between your teeth.
Right.
And it's an annoying obsession, but now I go twice a day, every fucking day.
Plus, you have bad breath if you have old fucking food in your mouth.
I know. Because you smell it on the floss, and it ain't good.
Yeah. Classy or trashy? I say
that's disgusting.
I say classy. Got to make sure you're...
No, you know what it smells like if you see it. You know what it smells like. No.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Have you ever saved a cigar box for storage?
What?
Have you ever saved a cigar box for storage?
No.
Okay. It's pretty good. Have you ever kept stuffed animals in your car?
No.
What about the tins that you, those Dunkin' butter cookies come in, like your grandma?
Oh, yeah. That turns into a sewing kit.
Well, I don't sew, but I keep those for fucking weed paraphernalia. I got like 3 Dunkin' tins that I keep for random papers.
Yeah.
Fucking...
You know what he's talking about? The blue tin?
Yeah. No, I don't. I would say I don't.
That was
buy,
a Christmas gift in his household. You get a tin.
I don't smoke cigars. I don't buy cookies. Okay. I mean, I buy cookies, but I don't buy them in a tin like a fucking dandy.
Yeah, fucking life of the party, Kevin over here. No cigars, no cookies in my house. I don't give a fuck.
I have a tobacco sugar free household.
There we go. Royal Dunks.
Yeah, those.
Hell yeah, dude. Those are the best. With
those
a cup of coffee,
the pretzel ones, the pretzels are the fucking best.
It's all the same they're fucking cookie. They're shaped differently.
Where do you even buy those?
You get them in any supermarket, CVS. Right. They're all over the place. Don't you?
I feel like if you see that in somebody's house, you assume there's not cookies in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was always like a sewing kit.
You open it and there's some butter cookies in there. You're like, what?
The fuck? Yeah, I'm trying to hem my pants over here. Let's go.
Yeah, dude. No. I love a good Dunk's cookie. Ooh.
Oh, it's great.
This diet's killing me right now. All I'm thinking about right now is some Dunk's cookies. Who is Dunk's? Who is that?
I think it's Danish, right? It's a Danish company.
Dunk's.
I don't think you're saying it. I don't know Dunk's. How to say it, but I'm pretty sure you're saying it wrong.
Dunk's. How do you say it? Give me some background.
Oh, Joey said that's how you say
it. Of course Joey knows, like, well, actually, the guy who plays lead guitar in my Swedish death metal band.
Joey's cool.
He's...
Yeah, what? It's Dansk. That's just Denmark or in their language.
Yeah. Well, Lewis is right. I apologize.
What if it's like an old fucking, like, an old black guy making fucking Swedish cookies?
Good well, now, motherfucker.
I moved here 55 years ago.
Another big one is, do you have a suit that currently fits you? Like, if you had to go to a funeral,
no.
You don't.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever?
I had a suit for a while, and then I got rid of it. I don't know when, but I got rid of it.
So what would you do if you had to go to, like, a wedding or something?
I'd probably go to Men's Warehouse and rent one.
You rent
I'm going to rent,
rent
when,
a suit?
When Attell dies, I'm going to rent a tuxedo.
Attell had the best line when Patrice died and everybody was on O&A. And he's like, everybody was like laughing. He's like, what are we all doing here? We got to get a giant purple suit made.
He said it was a purple suit and a giant coffin.
No, I don't know what even happened to my suit. I think it just got, at one point I'm like, I don't wear it enough and fuck this suit.
Yeah.
This it's how, also this how and often I wear suits. I gave both of my ties to my son to make snowmen this year.
I'm not going to be needing these anytime soon.
I do have ties. I have no suit. I do have ties. I keep my ties.
You just put a t-shirt and a tie.
Just in case you have to hang yourself at one point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you wore like the Puerto Rican tuxedo to my wedding, which was the
jeans,
boots, nice shirt.
Well, it's also your wedding too, so it's not.
Yeah.
You know, It wasn't a black tie.
It was at a dive bar in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
He could have looked like the owner.
I was one of the best dressed people at this wedding, including everyone in the wedding party. And I walked his mom down the aisle.
Yeah. But you wore the blazer over a t-shirt.
I did wear blazer over a t-shirt.
But that was nice.
That's not bad.
It wasn't terrible. It was bad. Look, it was a fucking punk rock wedding.
Yeah.
And that's the night that I got into an argument with Patton Oswalt. On Twitter, I was hammered at Zach's wedding, and Patton like indirectly shit on Shane, and I just started cursing him out on Twitter. And I never known him before, and then he DM'd me, and he was like, "Hey, dude, do you want to like talk?" I was like, "Oh shit, fuck Ratatouille."
Now so your
that's
boys
the
with
worst
them, right?
When you get a DM where you're just trying to have you're just being a dick, and then they're like, then they pull you aside. You go, "You okay?" You're like, "Oh shit,
oh shit." You just
turn your phone off
at the bar we went to after the wedding. At one point, Lewis was just hammered, sitting in the photo booth of the bar, tweeting, and that was that fight.
Yeah, that was me tweeting with Patton Oswalt.
Trying to get
he's
some
a
new
baby, though.
Too.
He's a gigantic baby.
He is a little bit of, I mean, he's way too like politicized. We ended up speaking. He was a really nice guy, and he sent me a couple audio files of him as Ratatouille and as Max, the dead Louis C.K. dog, the role that he stole from Louis C.K.
That's fucking despicable.
For my son being Max, you know me. My son's like, that's not Max. And I played him some Louis. He's like, well,
that's
Max. You another, my Red Rocket?
Another big one is if you were going to a wedding, right? You got yourself a suit, Men's Warehouse, you know, you already got the tie. How much are you giving as a gift at the wedding?
Ooh, that's a great classy or trashy question. Well, Shannon, write that one down as one we're going to ask in the future.
It's let's say you're going to one of your nephew's weddings, one of your probably 50 nephew's weddings.
I give him $50.
$50?
$50.
This guy's trash.
Trashy. That's trashy.
$50.
How often do you go to weddings?
I know Neil will give like $1,000. So why even?
So you're evening out. You're like, well,
why try to compete? No, why try to compete? I might not give him anything. I might fucking stiff them.
I've stiffed some.
You've stiffed weddings. Well,
I
you
was
know
in
why?
My early 20s and no, I was fucking poor.
Big it's enough like, wedding, you could stiff because you're like, how are they gonna fuck? There's no way. Look.
No, they knew. I got a follow up.
No,
yeah.
No,
yeah,
they knew.
Yeah.
What'd they say?
First of all, I was in the wedding. So it's like I'm already and I'm a fucking super poor struggling comedian.
So you're paid a lot of money to be there. You're
I gotta go
down.
I gotta go on the bachelor party. Yeah. That's a weekend.
What'd they say?
They were like, "Oh, we just didn't get your card. We wanted to make sure it didn't get lost." That's the fucking play, everybody.
Well, that's crazy.
We wanted to make sure it didn't get lost.
That's some crazy person shit. First of all, that's his chick making him do it.
Yeah.
Okay. What's funny is I was Gary Veeder's best man. I gave him a wedding gift. Then he called me on it, being like, "Hey, dude, did your card get lost?" And I was like, "No, no, no. We definitely. It was me and Beatrice. We went right. Was it Beatrice? I think so. Yeah." And 100%. So, and he was like, my chick made me ask. And I was like, I know. I was like, but I promise you, you guys lost the fucking card. Yeah. Or you went through it and didn't see who it was from or whatever it was.
The best man has to give something?
Yeah.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I give $250. No, that's my standard is $250.
No,
you
that's trashy
$250?
For them.
$250.
Good. That's
my standard is $250.
That's trashy for them to ask.
Yeah, it's real tacky. Man. It's real tacky.
For them
you
to
just
ask,
gotta take the L. If you're like, hey.
No, it's your best man. You don't fucking ask him for something.
I completely agree. I was my brother's best man. I give him shit.
Well, it's like that's your brother, you're but the they're not. They're tux. Not. He's not his brother, but still, you don't ask.
Yeah, he no, did, for sure. I would never ask.
I did. I gave the worst speech in history of best man speeches. So,
but plus they're temple goers, right? So they're very
temple goers. They were.
They're very money oriented. They're counting their on Good Friday. They're counting their shekels, and
I would never.
Did the best man provide for us?
If I ever
some
get married,
chicks are nuts. Chicks make lists. Of who gave what, so they know what to give.
They all
when
do.
That person
they all
gets
do.
Married.
So then, like, yeah. So if I, they
and they know, match it.
They match it. Yeah. It's.
What do you mean they match it?
So like some girls when they get married, they make a list of who gave them what, and then when that person gets married, they give them back exactly what they like, keep it even.
Yeah.
Women are such cunts. Can we call this the episode "Women Are Such Cunts"?
Sure.
I mean, it really is always the women who go like, ask them why, because he would never ask. You
I would rather
years.
Kill myself than ask somebody where'd my gift.
He
my
would
present?
Never ask you. Gary Veter would never ask you in a million fucking years.
No way. He wouldn't. Never. He wouldn't
my
care.
My wife tells me to do stuff. I go, shut the fuck up. Because I know she's wrong. Over the years, I've realized she's wrong like 90% of the time.
Leave me alone. I'm trying to shit in the shower, bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, just shut the fuck up. I go, I don't need you. Because she's been wrong every time. Every fucking time she's giving me like, why don't you do this? I go, and I don't do it or I do it. She's wrong every time. Every time.
Every time.
Not sometimes. Every fucking time. I hope she listens to this episode, too.
Does she listen to everything you do?
No.
I don't want gifts. That's the reality. Like, it was my
birthday. I don't want anything from anybody.
Yesterday was my birthday, and my chick, you know, my son was over. My sister and my niece came over in the afternoon. My chick came over in the evening, and it was me, my son, and my girl last night. And, you know, she makes me dinner and fucking... She got gifts for me, and it's just the most, like, as a man, isn't it, like, so bitch made to, like, open a gift and be like, ooh, look.
Yeah, all of a sudden you talk like that. Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Just what I always wanted. Yeah.
Doss cookies.
A sewing kit.
No, I have birthdays. I hate birthdays because I'm 1 of 10, so I got no attention except when it was my birthday. And then they're all like, what do you want for your birthday dinner? I'm like, go fuck yourself. Yeah. Every other day of the year, I'm ignored, and now I'm special. So even now, I'm like, my wife would be like, what do you want? I'm like, just fucking leave me alone. How about that? How about I can just be left alone for a whole fucking day? Is this classy or trashy?
Oh, wait, what is
fucking
this?
Fucking crazy.
Shannon, ah.
Oh,
what if I just kicked it out of Joey's hands? I said, I don't want things.
No, but you're going to like this.
I know, this is a ketogenic snack plate.
You can eat everything.
It looks like what a serial killer would order.
Yeah,
like
this just, is fucking
I
wacky.
Need red meat.
Jeffrey Dahmer's birthday. Yeah.
With candles on a tray.
Also, where was that before it came out here?
It does have
that was under the desk or something.
It was under the dumps.
Studio B.
The every single thing on this plate has the like a slight shimmer over it. Like this has been out just slightly too long.
Yeah, it's a little slimy. It's got a little. It's a little wet.
I put it together right before you got here.
Well, thank you guys. I gotta make a wish.
Yeah,
I shouldn't blow on this though because of Corona. Right? Is that a thing?
I'm not eating the random meats that just came into the studio. By the way.
No, please.
All right.
Help yourself. Ready? Oh, what is this?
Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Happy
too.
Birthday, boy. Whose idea was this?
We all did it together.
It was
whose
Paco.
Idea was it? Was it Paco's idea? It probably was Paco's idea.
That Joey brought that.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Paco was just out there being talented and too cool for us. God damn it, Paco. We could have been together, dog. We could have done so much on the show.
I was at the
fuck you, Joey.
I was at the Dunkin' Donuts today, and the lady ahead of me, like I wasn't late, but I got late because the lady ahead of me ordered like 9 things, and then when she finally got her order, she walked towards me. She was Asian, and I was gonna hit her just to be like, because that's the trend.
You kicked her in the chest.
No, it's like when everybody got a fidget spinner. You know, it's like I'm like it's the trend to hit Asian people, so I'm just gonna fucking smack her in the head for making me almost late. Be like, no, I'm just.
It's trending.
I just got to get to a podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying to be like everybody else. The cool guys are all beating up Asian people.
My kid told me I couldn't say B anymore, so you know, I got to kick an Asian lady.
No, but
in
it's
face.
Just like you see them and you're like, they did bring the fucking, they did bring the thing from China. So I mean,
well, I know I said this on the show. I was like, we are all things considered, we're being pretty cool to Chinese people right now.
We don't put them in camps.
Yeah, nobody's like. nobody's out there. Like, I get that there are some isolated incidents, but we went over the numbers. It's like, it's up from like 3 anti-Asian beatings last year to like 22 this year.
Yeah, it's for a big city. It's not.
It's
that
a
much.
Fucking blip. I mean, it's almost nothing.
That
it's
actually sounds
nothing.
Like
but it would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
If
blips.
They're blips. They're out there. They're bringing viruses
it
into the country.
It would have been hilarious if the lady walks by and I just hit her in the back of the head. I'm just trying to be like the cool guys.
Yeah. It is a...
fucking knock her rice hat off.
Lewis, why don't you take the 2 candles out and blow them out and make
a
wish?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I keep on forgetting to blow things out. Ready? I made a wish.
Okay. Yay.
Got it.
I just got a fucking provolone smell.
Yeah. So my girlfriend got me a couple fun gifts. She got me a Soda Stream, and then she got me custom boxing gloves with the Legion of Skanks logo on them. Like, really nice gloves.
That's really thoughtful.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna, are they like for decoration, or are they for like
no, they're for
actual
fucking
use?
Beating
like,
up Harrington.
Okay.
Dude, Harrington came over yesterday, and I beat him up so badly. It'll be on the next fight journal. Like, I feel bad at this point, but he wants to fight rough and rowdy. He's like, dude, I gotta go. Dude, I hit him like 30 times. He didn't hit me once, and he's just blood pouring out of his face. Not again. This is like the 4th or 5th time that it happened.
You've broken his nose.
Yeah,
every week.
I broke his nose, and it hasn't recovered yet.
Jesus Christ.
That's what happened. So that's the type of pressure you have working for me. Joey, you ready? You ready for this? Okay, real quick, we must thank Movement Watches for supporting today's show. Movement, that's spelled MVMT, it's grown into one of the fastest growing watch brands, and they're shipping to over 160 countries across the globe. You don't have to spend $500, $600, $1,000 on a watch. You can get watches for a fraction of that price that look and feel just as beautiful as any of their more expensive competitors. I'll tell you right now, go onto their website, check out their incredible lineup. This is a great gift for Father's Day. Father's Day is coming up. If you want to get your dad something that's affordable, but something that's really slick and nice, get him a Movement watch. They just also launched their blue light sunglasses line, so they have a bunch of different incredible styles. If you guys are on your computer all day, as everybody is, if you guys are on your cell phone all day, there's harmful blue lights that come off of these screens, and these glasses protect your eyes from them. So everything from helping you sleep to, you know, less strain on your eyes. Who knows over time how much problems that blue light can cause. So check out their line of blue light sunglasses as well. But the watches, in my opinion, is literally the best thing you can get your father for Father's Day. And if you guys want to check out anything they have, go to movement.com. That's MVMT.com/rap. MVMT.com/rap. And you're going to save 15% off your entire order with free shipping and free returns if you don't like it. Holy shit. Free shipping, free returns, 15% off. MVMT.com/rap. Okay. Where were we? All right. Lady Gaga's dog walker was released from the hospital after having his lung removed.
Oh, the guy that got shot?
Yeah. In the most hilarious crime of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stole those. Did they get the dogs back?
They did.
Yeah, I think the people dumped the dogs a few blocks away.
Yeah,
right?
They realized that they weren't just robbing a gay dog walker, that they got like fucking royalty, like American royalty dogs. And yeah.
But I heard it was a gang initiation.
Was it? Is that what it was?
That's what I heard from my son.
Well, that he's in the streets.
They still don't know who did it, but I do have the video if you want to watch it again.
Yeah, it was pretty funny when we watched it last time. Go ahead, Shannon. Did you guys see this video?
Yeah.
Please! No!
Help me!
Dude, give it up.
No, not Pookie, not Coco. It's never not funny.
Oh my god. He did that for a fucking dog?
Yeah. It wasn't even his.
Yeah, not even his dog.
Dude, you could take my mother. I wouldn't put up the fight. Get the fuck out of here.
It seems like they shot him just because they were sick of the guy. They already had the dogs, yeah. Right?
Stop just, yelling.
Yeah, stop being such a bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, yep. You can replace dogs so easily, right?
Yeah, you can.
Especially if you have a lot of money, just go to get some more.
Yeah, Lady Gaga, I mean, she was also like off for like 3 months. How much does she really care about these dogs if she's leaving the dogs for 3 months?
It's true. Also, isn't she at the level that she can just take the fucking dogs wherever she goes? Yeah. She's flying. It's not like she's getting on a fucking Delta airline. She's flying private. Take the dogs with you.
You can take them on Delta, to be honest with you.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's not like, you know.
It's not that crazy to take your fucking dogs.
I know.
$50 extra or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
If poor people are doing it, she can do it.
Yeah.
If somebody stole, you just got a new car. If somebody stole your car, would you, like, if you got carjacked, would you put up a fight, or would you try to take off, or you just go take it?
I don't know whether or not my insurance covers my car being stolen. Right now, I assume that it does. So I would say, yeah,
it has to. If you're making, did you buy that straight out cash?
No.
Well, then, yeah, the bank owns that car, and they make you have a certain policy.
The Jews on my car? Are you kidding me?
JG Wentworth, probably.
Yeah.
Wait,
no.
Did you the Uber Eats guy? Did you see he was hanging onto his car for fucking dear life? When
we watched it on Skanks the other day.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, just fucking let him take your car.
Yeah.
There's nothing but in my life that
moment, right? So these two little girls, a 13-year-old girl and a 15-year-old girl, they start taking your car, Kevin. You're a man. You fucking work hard for your shit your whole life.
But I'm not going to hang on to the car. I'm going to at some point go take my car.
Yeah. At what point do you think you're going to pull yourself back in and win that fight?
Two things happen there. Number one, the guy's holding onto the car because he's like, no, you're not stealing my car. He's holding onto the wheel being like, no, like somebody help me. Right. So in that moment, maybe you don't realize this, they tased him.
Oh, that's right.
So he clinches onto the car because he's being electrocuted. And then they take him for a fucking ride, and they flip the car, and he dies. Which was
so when you're tased, you don't control your body.
Did you ever get tased?
Yeah, just on Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, I've been tased. Yeah. It fucks. Yeah,
like in a moment of like.
No, like I was at a college party, and my buddies were drug dealers, and they got tasers to protect themselves, and we got drunk enough. We're like,
I think 99% of tasings in the world have been people being
like
hilarious
fucking, yeah, like
other.
Fucking tasing,
testing
bro.
Out their tasers.
Yeah.
But
you can't
so you
have
can't,
one and not,
not
use it.
Yeah, of course.
You can't control your hand.
Maybe not.
Yeah, it's like if you're holding on to it, like I could see you like just fucking.
Yeah, and then they took off, and he just fucking yeah. But in the moment, I sort of understand not relinquishing your $30,000 car to these children. Like in my mind, I'm going like, no, I'm not giving you my fucking car, you dumb bitches. And I'm going to drag you out of the car by your fucking braids, and I'm going to hold you down until the cops get there. That's what would go on in my head. And it happened so fast.
You
like,
just react, yeah.
It's just, yeah, he's just reacting in the moment. I don't think he was going like, well, let me hold on to this car because they're not going to get away with it. I think it just sort of happened that way. And
If I pulled up to a stoplight and somebody was like, give me your, I would just be like, okay, let me get my cigs and my phone and, you know.
Yeah, I think almost anything. Well, I got a kid. Now that I got a kid, I'm definitely much more of a pussy, I feel like, because I'm not trying to fucking not make it home to see my kid. So somebody's trying to rob me. If I had a moment of clarity where somebody's like trying to take my wallet, like gun, let me get your wallet, I'd give them my wallet, you know. But if some, like, let's say somebody jumped you, two guys jump you, and you start fighting them back and they try to get their hands in your pocket. I could see myself struggling, grabbing my wallet, not giving them my property. You're almost like giving into them. It's this weird, like, mind, you're almost like your physicality takes over and you don't allow logic to sort of kick in. You know, we've all been there. We've all been in fits of rage or a moment of anger where we've punched a wall or, like, nobody says, I want to break my hand today on fucking drywall. Classy or trashy. Have you ever punched a hole in your wall?
No.
Never in your
really?
Life. Get out.
I can't believe that.
Never. Why would I do that? I'll punch somebody else. Why would I punch my own?
Because your wife, because you can't punch your wife. Every time I've ever punched a wall, it's been because some bitch is yammering, and I'm like, I cannot punch you, but I can destroy my own property. And then I punch my wall, or I throw my phone into a wall, or I fucking...
Yeah.
I've broken so many things.
I internalize when I'm really angry. I actually get calm.
That's the scare. That's scary.
So I never, and plus athletes do, they break their hands all the time. So my son gets mad and he'll fucking kick something. I go, you're just going to break your foot, you dumb fucking.
Yeah.
But he's half Hispanic. So I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
That's the Hispanic side where you're just stupid. No,
you're going to break the extra bone in your foot. You crazy?
He's a handsome boy, though.
Is he?
Fucking half Hispanic.
It helps, right?
Jesus Christ.
Well, my son's very handsome, too, but it's like he looks like me, but he has all of my ex's good-looking genes into him.
Yeah.
So it's like he has like nice hair, and he's not fat, and he's fucking just a normal kid. Like, you know. He's,
yeah.
My son walks around with it all summer with no shirt on. I'm like, you cocksucker. Because
gets golden brown.
I never take my shirt off unless it's like in the shower, for real. I never.
Only when I'm shitting
myself.
You don't
shit on it.
If I'm fucking
my dress shirt.
If I'm fucking my wife, I won't take it off. I'll take it off at the last minute where I'm like, I might as well just take off my shirt.
Why? Are you self-conscious?
No, because I'm fucking white and skinny and disgusting.
Self-conscious.
All right. You got a pretty, I mean, you're in decent shape, though.
Yeah, you're not in bad shape.
No, but I'm skinny. I I was always skinny. I never had any muscle tone. My son has muscle tone.
How old is your son?
8.
Honestly, how hot is your son? The way you're describing him.
Bad baby.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
He tans. He's got great hair. And it just fucking, Jesus. I'm like, this. I tell my wife he's going to get somebody pregnant by like 16.
Yeah. It's going to be a hot boy summer. I love it.
He's going to get crazy. And he's chatty. And women are going to fucking go crazy.
My son, too. Look, the jury's still out whether or not my son's going to be gay. He just started watching. It's his new obsession. And I'd like to think it's because he wants to fuck Ariana Grande. But it seems like he wants to be Ariana Grande. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't know what it is.
Dude, he cackles at this show. He thinks it's the funniest.
Could be good writing,
thing.
You know? You never know.
It's Dan Schneider. It's that dude who's like been accused of being a fucking pedophile.
Yeah, he's a pedo.
Yeah, dude. And he writes all those shows. They're all available still. Nobody's canceled his
iCarly's a great show. iCarly, my daughter watched that.
How old's your daughter?
She's 12, going on 13.
Yeah, But
she don't watch it anymore. But when she watched, I'm like, it was a good show.
We have the same writer, right? And it's the same chick.
Yeah, Dan Schneider,
From Sam and Cat, the blonde chick is from iCarly. She ends up...
Spinoff.
It's a spinoff.
The blonde?
Yeah. Both from... It's from Victorious and iCarly.
Yeah, right.
And they both end up moving to California, and they meet.
Right,
I've watched every episode of this fucking show five times, because they only have like 2 seasons or 3 seasons. So I know... Dude, I literally can just fucking tell you the jokes in it. It's not terrible, you know, but it's... They do have it is a little weird, man. There's some little sexual undertones you see here and there. Maybe it's because I'm an adult.
Is that the guy that has the foot-shaped pool?
Yeah, he has the foot-shaped pool.
Yeah, he's got the foot fetish.
Yeah, there's
He was, like, tweeting about feet.
That's the guy
stuff.
In the show or the Dan Schneider?
Dan Schneider. The guy that makes
every other episode of that show, and then he also just started watching Henry Danger. Every other episode I've noticed there's something with some kids' bare feet. There's some bare feet. I'm telling you right now. You gotta...
You're a weird dude.
Look, if you're trying to come...
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, the guy, it's like the same thing with the Boy Scouts of like, we just like all this, it's like, dude, it's too cartoonish for the guy who makes children's TV shows to be into kids. You're like, that's just like too bad movie.
You'd be like an ice cream man.
Yeah, exactly. And then it just ends up, it's like every fucking
time.
He has
an ice cream truck. He likes to fuck kids. Of course.
Of course he does. Yeah.
Zach, that's your perfect pedophile.
I'm following him around like a hooker on the corner. Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. And he looks like a pedophile too. Pull up a picture of Dan Schneider.
Zach? Oh.
Yeah. No.
Zach does look a little pedo-y, yeah.
I mean, he would be like, that would be like,
in
a movie, or if like, he showed up in the paper, you'd be like, oh, no shit, this guy?
You also look like an ice cream man, a pedophile. You look like you'd have the most fun ice cream truck.
Yeah, but it would be like the ice cream truck from Twisted Metal or something.
Yeah, isn't it rumored that he's...
That's him? I don't think I've ever seen him.
Isn't it rumored that he's Jamie
Looks
Lynn
like Foley.
Spears, the father of her kid?
Oh, I think that might
be. She got pregnant when she was like 15, and there was like a mystery dad. Nobody knew who it was.
Yeah.
And they were saying it's fucking fatty Dan Schneider. But yeah, like,
allegedly,
you know, like they took all of like Louis stuff off of like HBO, and they took off all of D'Elia stuff off of Netflix. Dan Schneider, all of his shows are still available. You can still find all.
Well, nothing's really confirmed, or like there's only like it's only speculation, right? Has anybody come out and said
a different Nickelodeon producer got caught? Like caught. He used to be an actor. I only know him because he's in Return of the Living Dead. And he was also like a Nickelodeon producer. Uh-huh. And I think he straight up got charges. I can't remember his name.
Yeah. But I don't think anybody's like been like made a proper accusation against him. People are just connecting the dots.
No, there's a lot of like Reddit threads where it's like it'll be girls being like, yeah, I auditioned. They asked me to take my shoes off in the audition, like things like that, specifically with Dan Schneider. Look, where there's smoke, there's fire. This guy is definitely doing some weird shit. But I'm just saying that Victorious is so good that I say let him just fucking let him have it. Okay?
It's like Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
The show was good. So
you can't erase history, you know.
Sure. People are going to try to take advantage of any situation.
Can you separate the art from the artist? You know, that's the main thing.
Is that one of the questions?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jerkstore JK in the chat just posted a picture of Dan Schneider and with his hands all over some young chick. Who is that chick? That's wild. You know, I mean, living the fucking pedophile dream.
God, that is a bad look.
She's on his lap.
Oh, that guy's, man.
Dude, imagine that's your daughter.
Dude, he even has pedophile hairy arms. Like, it's like, not, you know what I mean? Like, everything about him to the T.
Yeah, I'm just so happy. Pedophile has hair on, like, both parts of his knuckles. He has, like, two different patches of hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You gotta feel
that
going into you.
All right.
Right. I'm just so happy kids have no appeal for me.
These are some of his tweets about feet.
This toe belongs on one of the stars of my shows. Whose toe is this? These are tweets of his?
Yeah,
he tweeted it like, submit toe pics or foot pictures.
Yeah, toes, similar to fingers, not nearly as good. Who agrees? He's just... We really didn't know what Twitter was going to be in 2012, did we?
No, it was the wild, wild west, dude. It was the wild, wild Doggy. West.
Go back. If you want to know who somebody really is, go to their Twitter timeline, 2011 to 2012. You will know exactly who they are. Mm-hmm. Wow, dude. He didn't give a fuck. Oh, you know what? I'm giving real ass dude of the week. That's pretty real ass. He's a real ass dude.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad.
It's almost like Twitter with like Reddit is now, right?
What are you gonna say?
No, because Reddit now is like people think they can say whatever they want on Reddit, no one will figure it out, or nobody
like there's
will,
an anonymity
nobody will care.
To it.
Yeah, now that's how Twitter was probably like back then, where you're like, yeah. No one's gonna care. We're just goofing around here.
Did seem like we were just trying it all out.
Yeah. Well, it was also like like nobody had a follow. You had like the 9 followers that you went to like high school with, or you know what I mean. It was just like whatever. And now it's like it wasn't so public. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we tweeted those things. You had 800 followers, and that was it.
Now.
That was it.
That's what he has now.
That's sad.
I found a compilation of creepy moments with Dan Schneider. Do you want to do that, or do you want to move on?
Okay. Sure, I'd love to. I'd love to.
Did she say nice things about me? Because I will tase her if necessary. We haven't had to use it in a long time. But
I said lots of nice things.
So I said nice things
to her. Oh, she's super uncomfortable.
Oh, she hates having to hug this fucking fat back.
Oh, man, that's he is a fucking beast.
He's just a ghoul.
He's like a hunchback body.
With Michelle Obama?
Well, that's out of his demo. Oh, he's got fat guy fingers.
Look at his pinky. It's all bent.
Looks like Chris Italia.
These videos made me so nervous.
Why?
Hey, say your name and gain something.
Just a little hint.
Because you never know when you're doing it.
Little man, I was like, what?
You don't. You never know. Is this because of YouTube? This better not be on the tube when I get home.
This will not, I would not put this
on. Can you stop showing these hot children? Can we get to him being creepy more?
What's going to happen?
I mean, he's in a fucking petting zoo of hot children. What is he supposed to do?
You know.
All right. We got it. We'll do a deep dive in my own time and figure it all out. It's fucking wild. Good for Dan Snyder, though. You know?
What?
Going after what he wants and taking it. That's what I respect that. I'm not talking about what he's doing. I'm talking about how he does it. You gotta respect the fact that he has a goal and he fucking smashes it.
Hashtag restore the Schneiderverse.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever done a show that wasn't with kids, right? He's never done a grown-up show.
Well, he's
show.
A cash cow, too, so like Nickelodeon or whoever's going to bury the fucking story and pay people to shut up because he's like, the guy's a fucking hitmaker.
Nickelodeon,
you know what I mean?
Has a weird undertone to it where it's like there's something off. You know those videos that were coming out on YouTube a couple years ago where everyone was freaking out about ElsaGate? There were these bizarre videos where it would be like Spider-Man and Elsa in a bubble bath, and it was just like weird. And it was just a bizarre, like every show on Nickelodeon, since we were kids, it felt like it was like an alternative universe. It didn't feel like it was happening here. Like even the way they have their phones, they're not like iPhones, they're weird, like see-through phones.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
It was a little like futuristic or something.
Kind of futuristic,
yeah.
But just a little bit off.
Yeah.
Just everything seems a little off, and it made me a little bit uncomfortable ever since I was a little kid. Like even like, you know, Nickelodeon, Double Dare. Like putting their fingers up this thing's nose and pulling the gunk all over themselves and fucking being slimed and like...
A lot of viscous fluids.
Yeah, it's just, it's weird. It's just fucking weird. I don't know what else to say. There's nothing fucking normal about it.
Yeah, the slime thing is always kind of weird when somebody gets slimed.
Yeah.
If they were adults, that would be splashing videos.
Even the cartoons, like Rugrats was fucking weird, dude. The animation was bizarre to look at.
Yeah.
Ren and Stimpy was fucking weird.
Well, Ren and Stimpy guy got... Me Too'd for underage girls.
Hmm.
And then I want to say one of the Rugrats, the guy that created Rugrats, too.
Maybe.
Had there's something going on.
And the guy from Buffy, he's in a lot of trouble now,
Josh
right?
Josh Whedon.
Yeah.
What's he in trouble for?
For what?
They're all saying when they did Buffy, he was like...
Yeah, abusive on set.
all to all the young ladies, actresses. Well, so they're all, and they're all kind of piling on now.
That's what happens. That's it. That's why I'm so openly abusive to Shannon, because I want people to be like, yeah, obviously.
It was right there all along. It was like Ted Alexander does the thing. He goes, Bill Cosby was a gynecologist.
Who worked out of his house.
In the Cosby Show.
Oh, goes, yeah.
They always
forget about
they always
that.
Leave clues.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was a gynecologist on the Cosby Show.
Well, he's OBGYN, yeah, so he so he's always up in that pussy, you know, taking babies out and shit.
When I was 14, you could have convinced me that was a dream job.
I'm still convinced it is. What are you talking about?
No, but like,
because most of the time when people are coming in, though, it's because their pussies are sick, probably.
No, they go in for, like, you know, checkups and stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, Carol Leifer used to have a joke where, you know, you're married to a gynecologist and you try to be sexy when he comes home. He goes, if I have to see one more of these pussies, I'm going to kill somebody now.
I leave work at work.
Yeah. I do not want to see another dirty gash.
Fuck, man. We got a little bit of time here left. Paco, how long is your episode of the web series? 4 minutes?
Okay. We'll get
a couple more minutes.
What's the web series?
Paco's doing a new web series. What is it called? It's Gas Holes? We don't know a name for it yet, do we? Do we have a name for it?
The Juice. It's called Gas the Juice.
Gas the Juice. I don't know if I like this. I don't know if I like the name Paco.
That's a bad name.
Yeah, it's not catchy.
I don't know what the hell that's supposed to be.
It's like Gas the Juice. That's what they're going for.
Oh, that's what he's going for?
Yeah.
Guys, do you not? I get it now. Now I like it more, but it's not, you want it to take off. And you also don't want it to be stripped from YouTube. All right, look, let's wrap this one up here in a second. We're going to have Paco's web series. Should be a lot of fun. Very, very excited, guys. I'm out all next week. Who do we have next week again, Shannon? In order?
In order. Hold on one second. I just don't know who goes first. Okay, so on Monday will be the Loud Boys. On Wednesday will be the Dad Meat Guys and Column.
Wow.
Love those guys.
And on Friday will be Figs. I don't know who his guest is going to be, but it's going to be like his idea of what his show
Are you doing
be.
Figs' show or no?
New.
Nice. Taking off.
Taking off. I'm getting my second shot the day before, so I took that whole couple days off.
Good. Good for you, buddy. Happy that Zach made it through this pandemic. We were all very worried.
Very terrifying.
Yeah.
Well, you got two shots?
I'm going to get the second shot on the 8th.
How do you get it? What's your reason?
I could have probably just got it for being this fat, but I got it.
For sure.
You think so, Zach?
I got put down as a restaurant worker because you do comedy in restaurants.
You got put down as a restaurant.
Yeah, I got it.
A restaurant patron.
Yeah. I got it for being a restaurant.
Do you not have it?
Huh?
Do you not have it?
No, because I live in New Jersey, Estee was like, Estee
where do you
said,
live in Jersey?
Huh?
Where do you live in Jersey?
I can't say.
No, well, like, what county?
I don't trust your fans.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't tell them what town I live in.
I'll give a county, Hudson.
Okay. Wait, that's New York, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, all right.
No, but that's what they were saying, do a restaurant worker thing. And then Noam sent out an email like, well, you want to take vaccines from real restaurant workers? I'm like, there's only 80 comics. Like, you're not gonna fuck up the system. So I try to get Noam on my show to talk about it. He's like, I'd rather not. So.
I don't even think it's hard to get a vaccine anymore.
It's not. I think if you're over 30.
Yeah, in New York, it's not. But I'm talking about like a month or two ago, you know, when they first said restaurant workers were.
Yeah.
They weren't even eligible yet, but they were going to be eligible.
Sweet. Well, yeah, whatever. I'll get the vaccine one day, maybe, if they make me. If I needed some sort of like fucking vaccine passport to go to the movie theater or the supermarket, then fine. I'll do it.
Yeah, well, you don't want to get it?
It's got me a little scared.
You don't get a flu shot?
No.
Well, you should, just for your kid, you should get a shot.
He doesn't get a flu shot. I don't get a flu shot.
I don't think I've ever had a flu shot in my life.
Yeah. I don't think, like, if I got the flu, I'm not going to die. I'm healthy. You know? Same thing with COVID. I'm not... Yeah. Right? Is that the wrong attitude to have?
I think that's the right attitude.
No, it's the wrong attitude.
Why?
But there's a pharmacy in my building, too, so I'm kind of like, I should probably get a shot or whatever.
Yeah, if you're walking by the vaccine every day, I think you can get it.
No, you should just, if you have a kid, like you said, you're not going to fight for your car. because you have a kid. You should get a fucking shot if you have a kid.
I don't. I mean, I think the jury is still out on that. I'm not. My kid's not sick. I'm not sick. Like, if I got the flu or if he got the flu, which we've had the flu, we're fine.
All right, then I take back what I said.
Am I crazy though?
I don't want your fans shitting on me just because I got
no,
that
no, no,
thing.
No, no, no,
it's not worth it.
I don't actually know. I told his mom. I'm a child still. So I sort of let his mom take the lead on shit like that. And she's like, yeah, I don't want to give him a flu shot every year. There's no reason to do that. We're young and healthy. None of us get a flu shot. And I sort of let her take the lead. But I just assume that she's done the research. I'm a fucking moron. I'm just going like, yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, but I give my kids – this year I don't think they got a flu shot, but I did. But I give them a flu shot just because those fucking dirty kids at school that they go to school with, you know? So it's like just why not? And that don't hurt. So just fucking do it.
You know, I mean,
plus I'm not a conspiracy person, so I'm just like, I don't really believe any conspiracies.
I mean, I believe some conspiracies, but I don't believe
them. I'm an anti-conspiracy. Like, I think Tim Dillon's straight because if he says he's gay, because if he's straight, he's just another fat guy from Long Island.
Yeah, yelling.
Yeah, so now that he's gay, he's unique.
He'd be a refrigerator repairman
just
a refrigerator.
And I've never seen him have sex with a man. So according to me, he's straight.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick moment and thank Paco for his next edition of whatever this untitled project. We're gonna wrap this one up. Thank you guys very much for watching the show. I'm on vacation next week, so enjoy the Real Ass Podcast with all of our special guest hosts and all the special stuff that's happening next week. I might call in a couple times. I might zoom in for a minute and say what's up, see how you guys are doing, show you guys some pictures from the beach, man. But thank you guys very much for watching the show. It's been another great week. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, buddy. Thanks
for having me. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday.
And here it is, the next episode of Paco's Untitled Whatever Show.
I know.
I don't
same
give
here.
A flying fucking upgrade. I'm sorry. God bless the Bay Area. But
what happened with Coca-Cola? There's a news story about them telling their employees to be less white.
Less white? What does that mean to be less white?
I mean, they don't see how that's like just racist. So racist just in general, saying that white people have personality traits, black people have personality traits. We should just be trying to be better to each other, just in general.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with being more or less of a specific racial type.
There's no money in that.
You know what? We're going to do this. This is today, at least for the week, for next week, the whole week, all gas engine employees have to be less white.
Be less white?
So in an initiative to be more inclusive and to sort of keep up with the times, it's now a rule that we are making all gas digital employees be less white. So, Dylan, you need to be a little less white right now. Could you maybe slow your job down a little bit? Could you maybe do a little bit more flair? A little bit, yeah, there we go. All right. There we go. I like it. Shannon? Be less white. Be less white right now. Do a little booty shaking. Shannon, be less white. Yeah.
I'll be less white on Monday.
Hey, be less white. Turn that camera sideways. Thank you.
Frank, you got a big order from up top. You gotta be less white.
Less white? Like,
I like that. That's very progressive. Good for you, man.
However, does raise some questions. What are you hiding?
Yeah.
You trying
to get some heaven points, nigga. What the fuck?
Spring cleaning means you've been nasty all winter, motherfucker.
What clan meeting did you go to and immediately regret it when you left? Like, let's talk, Lewis. Like, what happened?
We weren't sure if Lewis had a dirty racist winter, so we decided to ask his employees.
Do you think Lewis is racist?
No.
Do you think Lewis is racist?
No.
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 No, definitely not.
No shot.
Lewis?
No.
Do I think Lewis is racist?
Yes.
I do not think Lewis is racist. And I'm going to stick with that answer.
Do you think Lewis is racist?
Yes.
Do you think it's hard to be less white?
For me?
No.
That's all that. Hard to be less white. That means to be more black. All we've ever wanted to be was black.
bro right now.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. It's lovely outside.
Do you think it's hard to be less white?
No. Yes. I mean, yeah, technically it has.
Bloody hell.
Jesus
Christ.
I'm sorry.
You hit it too hard.
Whoa.
Uh-oh, don't make it about...
Yeah, we out here. He's got... Come on, man.
It's the same thing that I would do.
Oh, yeah, he was there anyway.
So I don't get caught up on like little things that you feel that you're trying to say.
Me and Justin Silver were challenging each other to a rap god competition at one point. And I was practicing it every day for like 3 months straight. And me and Zach did like 3 road gigs together. So it was like 3 hours in a car of me just doing
practicing
it.
Practicing rap god.
Oh my God.
With, by the way, he's not driving. There's an Uber.
So oh God.
There's just some poor Arab guy with Lewis rapping rap god out loud with the phone, full Puerto Rican volume.
Oh, shit.
Did you guys?
Shit. My business partner just walked in. We're not supposed to be smoking weed at all.
Yo, chill. Fucking stash it, bro. Stash it. Dad's home.
Flush it down the toilet.
He's not supposed to be home today.
Look, we tried. We failed. There's no more being less white at Guess Digital.
That's all, folks.